You can write a few chant for the song, but this letter I wrote, and then it via many hands, finally Israel reached him when he was already in the hospital, heavily sick of cancer. The cancer of the liver is about to be. He was about to die, and he cannot realize what I suggest. Tan Kong Sheng graduated from the pedagogic school in Quy Nhơn, and after that he became director of the high school in Blau, in Bảo Lộc, where we have Bát Nhã Monastery. It was 1950.
Dạ không đâu, không năm tư đâu. Năm tư thì còn nhỏ quá.
It was
64, chắc là 64.
They said that 54, but 54 he was too young. 15 year old, he cannot be director of the high school. 64, 65. At that moment, Thầy Pháp Ấn was only 4 or 5 years old, and Sư Cô Định Nghiêm was not born yet. And you, many of you, were not born yet. The first day is in Blau. Blau is Bảo Lộc. He was a little bit sad. No friend. Only fog, early foggy morning, so cold. And he has the girlfriend, Yao An, at only 16 years old. He was about 24 or something. And he wrote to his girlfriend, he is very sad. And after that, many... And the sad rock or something, sad evangel, gospel, and so on. He wrote a lot of things like all our sadness, and that sadness has a depth, a deep dimension. This sadness has a deep dimension. And Trinh Công Sơn knew that he would soon be drafted into the army. He came to Bảo Lộc, wait for being drafted. And many, all the young people at that age must be drafted. If you are graduate from university, only after university you are drafted. If you are younger, you are drafted at 18. So everyone have to go to the army. And he see no future. So that sadness have a very deep dimension. He wrote to that girlfriend, and then tried to, every day he wrote a letter allowed to publish this last time. Even during the former regime, is not easily spread, but the after regime, the new regime is also is not allowed to spread, but is very loved by young people. He wrote the first anti-war song in 65, I think. I hope that Sister Chai Khong can sing a few songs of Trinh Công Sơn for you to remember the atmosphere at that moment. In that moment, Thầy Pháp Ân have only 4 or 5 years old. I remember, Thầy Pháp Ân remember that he slept in his home and he hear the sound of the plane fly close to his home, and he hear the sound of, and there is a visit of many military troops and go and search his home, and there are soldiers of Vietnamese soldiers and American soldiers try to camp themselves not very far from his home. Thầy Pháp Ân remember that there is a night where his brother Thảo stand up at midnight and scream. Thảo, his young brother is about 2 years old younger, and then have to ask, calm him down and ask him to go to sleep, and seeing so many people who die. Sometimes American and soldier enter because Thầy Pháp Ân have family have a pharmacy there, and so they came and they take medicine, and they don't pay anything. Maybe somebody is sick, and one day and then something. And then there is a shooting, and then tends to something fell down on the floor, and the father of him bent down in order to take something. He just bent, and then a bullet go through. And so if there is nothing fell down, and if he do not, the father did not bend, the father may be shot. Yeah. And so Pháp Ân always have that deep sadness. Every time when he see the evening twilight, he's so sad, he don't know why, and slowly tends to the practice. He recognize that every time he see the twilight, he feels so sad, because only arrive at twilight when people were so cruel. And then the little child feel that if I grow up, I will be like him, like them, and I will go and kill people like them, and I don't see any future. And so Pháp Ân, when he grow up, and he is very successful in his study, he obtained doctorate, and however, he can become a monk, but he cannot discover why he is so sad always, especially more in the twilight, in the evening. And then only with the practice that he recognized that sadness. That so during that time, Trịnh Công Sơn wrote the anti-war song expressing the death, the deep dimension of sadness of every young people at that time. At that moment, I went back home in 1964, and I was requested to be editor of the weekly magazine of the Unified Buddhist Church of Vietnam. And in that magazine, there's many poems of me mentioning about brotherhood, about anti-war, about refusing the absurdity of the war. How could be more absurd, that you brother in the same family shoot at each other, because one follow the north, one follow the south, and they shoot at each other, is so absurdity. And so Vũ Hoàng Chương is also a very famous poet, also wrote also a poem for Thai Weekly. And his weekly sold very well, every week 50,000 copies for a country where a book you print for 2,000 copies only. But every week 50,000 copies, and I can print many many poems of me. Antaiwa, please don't transform our wonderful garden, green garden, transform them into fire. At that moment, I also set up the Buddhist of High Studies. It will be the preparation for the Buddhist University 1 year later. And so at that moment, when I start to have the Buddhist University, I invite many professors who come, and they teach free without pay. And that Buddhist Institute of High Studies in 64 and 65, we have Buddhist University. At that moment, we use a temple called Pháp Hội to use as our Buddhist of High Study, Institute of Buddhist High Studies. And every week, young students gather in a room, common room next to my room, in order to discuss so many things, many topics. And after one discussion, Dhamma discussion like that, I make a chapter of my book speaking to young people. And so on the concern of young people, topics about love, about the war, about diploma, about many things. And it's 10 chapters in my book for young people. Nói với tuổi 20, speaking to young people. So the student, during the Dhamma discussion, they propose that all the poem of Thai will make a book of poems. So I agree, and I prepare 60 poems on Thai the war in order to publish into the book, and it's called Joining Your Palm, in order for the dove to appear. But after observation, the government eliminate all of them, and it's only three among 60 are allowed to publish. And so people said that, no, you will not publish only three. So they said that if only three is not, it will not make a poem. So we bring all and undergroundly. So we decide to print illegally, undergroundly, and 60 poems of me. And ask the painter Hilde to illustrate the book, Joining the Palm, in order for the dove to appear. We still have a few copies in the Hermitage of Thai. It was very well sold. In a week, 1,000 copies have been sold out, and we reprinted. And some policemen come and said that, this book is illegal. You have to put underneath. When people ask, you give. You cannot put exhibit like that. But the policeman said that you have to put underneath, don't exhibit like that. And that book of poems, even people love a lot. However, the both Warren Party condemned. The government of Saigon condemned and confiscated. And the other side, the National Front of Liberation of Vietnam and Hanoi Radio, as well as Peking Radio, because Peking, they have a broadcast in Vietnamese. And they also condemn strongly that book of poems of Thai. In the Saigon side, that peace, pro-communist peace, and the other side, that peace general, in order to make soldier not to fight for liberation of the country. In fact, the American involved in Vietnam is not like French. French involved like colonialist, but American involved in form to help Vietnamese to prevent communists. But they explain like that. So we have many Dhamma discussion about that. And And then I published one editorial about that in the weekly magazine, Haechoam. And when the government ordered to close that weekly magazine, and when I remember that this weekly magazine have been closed, then Thai Chau Tuang is the kind of secretary who lay out, who organized everything. Main writer is Thai, but Thai Chau Tuang was so sad, and he almost lost his mind, go around, and very sad. So Chen Kong Sheng, the musician, is also very sensitive, and of course he felt that despair, that suffering of people because of the war, because the war divide those who follow communists, those who are anti-communist, in two sides, and they fight each other and they kill each other, and the mother suffer and the country suffer. So Chen Kong Sheng have expressed a number of these songs. During that time, Thai Pháp Ấn was desperate like that and depressed like that. And Chen Kong Sheng wrote this song. At that moment, Sư Cô Trần Khổng she spent her time to help hungry children, to help develop village where there is some peace, or went to the war zone to help people. And she also worked for underground press against the war. And they met with many difficulties. And Sister Chen Kham have been in jail because of her anti-war works. They arrest her at the airport of Hue when she went to teach in the University of Hue. She was arrested because she brought in her suitcase a book of Thai, Lotus in the Sea of Fire. Thầy Pháp Ấn survived. He escaped by both people, and then he spent all his heart for studying. And then he was very successful in his studies. And he wanted to bring the future for his family. And of course, he became a doctorate. And Sister Chen Khong found that she can help the poor people in slum area. She can help war victims. And in my temple in Trúc Lâm, we organize a meeting every week, and every student will organize a kind of a bigger bank. They use two cans of milk, and they put a metallic can of milk, and they make a kind of bigger bank. And then they put everywhere in many shops, many houses, and people put. And every week they come together and they pour the money, and they have some funds in order to do that. And this work to help war victims, to help orphans, to help street children in slum area of the city. So during the time where the musician wrote anti-war song, I think that many young people do the work like Sister Chen Kham, and Sister Chen Kham is not only one. I have many hundred students who do that work. And the musician Chen Kong Sheng wrote many anti-war songs, also very beautiful but very sad. Nowadays, the war end, and the situation is not so bad like that. However, we have to be aware of that and to see we don't have that despair. But we must know that our parents, the generation of our generation, have that despair. And because of that, they transmit to you some kind of sadness too. Sometimes you feel very sad, very depressed. And if you have like that, you have to remember that this has been transmitted by your parents or your ancestor who have to go through the war with all these desperate situations. And you have just say hello and you say that I will live for you now deeply, beautifully, for the young generation will not behave like the past. In a song that Sister Tuyen Im used to sing, every day I choose a joy, a little joy. Every time I choose a little joy. And then at the last sentence, I suddenly know that why I need to live. The reason for me to live is because the country, this country need a heart. This country need one heart. It means the country needs somebody who have deep spirituality, who can feel the pain, the suffering, the worries of the people, and then the deep aspiration of the country. So the heart, it means the heart who can love, who can suffer, who can be desperate, but who can yearn to come, to aspire, to go some for the direction of something very wonderful. And every young person needs to love and to be loved. But we love in such a situation is very difficult. There's no future. And so war, love, and your destiny. And that is why he was love. He is love also now. The music of Trinh Cung Sơn have been attacked by both sides. In South Vietnam, they also forbid these few songs. But in the North Vietnam, they said that they're coward. You don't dare to fight for the country. Trinh Cung Sơn also said that I don't like this war. Đài Bắc is the rocking, the rocket. Rocket sent every night to the city. And then the one who sweep the street stop and remember. And he remember that maybe this rocket is falling in my home. Because it's a poor people and come from the countryside. And then tones of rockets have poured on our country, and then we see the flesh, the bone of mother, of our brother and sister, rocket sent away. Every night you hear the rocket sound. This one 1,000 years we have been colonized by Chinese people, 100 years colonized by French people, and now the brother and the sister are fighting each other and killing each other.
Có hát một bài Đại Bác đêm đêm.
And Vietnam have been colonized 100 years by French people, but now brother and sister, you are killing each other. No, no, my children don't do like that, and etc. I tried to sing the rocket to lullaby you. Here's a song. I have a lover who have been killed in Ashau battlefield. I have a lover who killed on the riverbank. I have a lover killed yesterday. He received a bullet. He died suddenly.
Đại bác đêm đêm vui
There were great many, many wounds in our heart, and many decades like that. Many decades for young people or not young people to be healed, and have been transmitted from grandfather to your father and to yourself. And no one of us can escape. Even you are born after the war, you still have that wounds. Thay Pháp Ấn said that during the whole 5 years, since 5-6 years old, he always tried to draw the face of human beings. And he said that he don't know, unconsciously, he tried to paint a face of human beings because he saw people are so cruel, it look ugly. And I don't want to become ugly like that. And I want to draw beautiful. And unconsciously, he draw that. He didn't know that is a way of survival. And he tried to draw a beautiful face so that there is, in order to work against the despair in his heart. And the killing of each other, of brother, of sister, of sibling in the family. And all the damage of the war caused to the war, to the mountain, to the river, to the earth. On the bombing, on the bullets there in the earth. You can dismantle, but the wounds in your heart is difficult to dismantle, because by out of ignorance of these wounds, you behave not beautifully to your wife, to your husband, to your children, and you transmit from generation to generation. And so my coming back to 2007 is a very deep healing. My aim is to pray for all war victims, the north, the south, because now the north side win the war And so they only pray for North Vietnamese, not South Vietnamese. So the first time they allow a national legal prayer for North and South. And there are a lot of people are dying and cannot. And if we can organize such a require mass like that, and to reduce the suffering in the heart of many people. Not only we pray for the passing away people, but to heal the wounds in many alive people. Fortunately, the international pressure was strong enough so that we are allowed to organize. They agree reluctantly, and they only then tend to allow only one, but slowly second, and then the third. At the second and the third, we have seen the boycotting of the government, but thanks to the deep will of people that we succeed to do it in Central Vietnam and in North Vietnam. And so we pray for both sides. That is the first time. There is a text I prepare to read for the deaf people, and I know that they will censor, so I do not give right away. I only give at the last moment, at that very night. We pray that Thầy Lê Trang read that text, and we said that we are gathering here. And we pray for our grandfather, our father, our mother, our sibling who died without discrimination. They are North or South. They are any kind of political situation. We pray for them all. And we recognize that we are brother and sister in the same family, brother and brothers in the same family, and the war divide us, but this prayer is to bring us together. And from now on, we make a vow that you will not start another war of ideology where human will kill human, brother will kill brother. We will not aim our weapons to each other, and the chicken will not kill each other, so we will not kill our human beings. And that text, we have it, but we keep secret until the last night. And we have that text already available here in Plum Village. And we know that if we announce first, they will censor. So I only give to the chanting head, ceremony monk, and then I said that you only read at that very moment, and that monk chose to speak at night, and Thầy Lê Trang keep silently, and at midnight that he start to read. And it's very profound. And because after reading, because when they censor, they have an excuse. They said that we censor because we don't want to draw troublemakers. But after reading, there's no troublemaker. And so the Buddhist national magazine controlled by the government published by themselves. They don't ask because they are national official organization, they publish that text, but it's okay. According to the tradition, a kind of great mass like that for chanting for the dying people, they base on tantrism. They use a lot of dharani and but I put in the practice of Pure Land and dwelling in the present moment. And I teach them that we dwell in the present moment, we can touch the past, the future, And we also sit meditation, give a Dhamma talk before the great mass. And we propose that we walk for those who pass away because they don't have any feet to walk. So they use our leg, our feet to walk. We breathe for them. We breathe for those who pass away. We walk for those who pass away. We dwell peacefully. We heal peacefully their wounds so that we will not transmit the wounds to the young generation. And so we organize, we pray, we chant is for that. Because we use Dharani, sure, but we also use dwelling in the present moment and to heal. And so it's strange in Vietnamese tradition that we believe that when something happened very beautiful and then it's rain. And so it was during the moment where there is no rain, it's supposed no rain, but the 3 days are full of rain and people feel that there is a kind of the transformation who make the earth also transform and it's rain. So our practice in Plum Village, we use Pure Land, we use Vajrayana, we use Tantrism, but we embrace all and put into the present moment and transform them and use all these wisdom in order to transform the wounds, the suffering of people and help people in time to heal the wounds. So you open the sutra, walking in mindfulness. Purely in mindfulness, walking mindfully. Touring from the heart, it means we walk with our heart. In a summer retreat, it's a kind of tour too. We have to use on our heart to tour 4 weeks with people. The second is touring as a practice. It means every day is a practice. Every second is a practice. Here, please don't think that we organize a retreat for people who come. You practice. You organize not for people to come to practice, but you practice. The third point is Sangha happiness. It means the aim of the practice is to be happy and we to work happily together with the Sangha. And so the whole tour, it means the whole 4 weeks of summer retreat, we try to be happy every moment. You cook in happiness, you wash things in happiness, you walk in happiness, you eat in happiness. But you do not try to ignore your suffering, but you know that there is a suffering, but you need to keep the strength of your happiness in order to have more chance, more clarity of your mind in order to look deep into your wounds, your suffering and heal them. So 4 weeks in order to practice every minute, every second, and the coming of 600, 700, 1,000 person every week is help you. There is 900 practitioner who remind you to be more mindful, And so that is a chance for you to transform you easily, because 900% practice, they travel so far to far away to practice, and you don't practice. So it reminds you to practice every second, every minute. The fourth, we are not tourists. So during the tour, we do not try to go and sightseeing so many things. So when they come here, don't try to show many cave, prehistoric cave of the area, anything, but you just, this here is a practice center, but not to, don't forget our main aim is to skillfully use our time in order to transform our own difficulty, our own suffering, in order to share with them, to help them to transform their suffering. The fifth is we try to keep our seatbelt. Seatbelt, it means the precept and the five manners of a nun, of a monk, of a practitioner. So you keep our seatbelt properly tight. We have a meeting with the monastic about that. The monastic have been share with the practice of seatbelt. It means keep very tightly the precept, the five manners, second body practice, and so on. We do not walk alone, one person, etc. We have to all have second body. And so those who are coming here as volunteer or as preparing for the practice have to be very aware of the practice of the five manners and the precept. And our practice of keeping the mindfulness training and the five manners should be very solid, because we are like host, and people, 900% come every week, are like guests. And so the host must be stronger than the guests. And we could persuade, invite people to practice the mindfulness training like us. And so if we keep well, and then we help them to keep well, or to inspire them to keep. The sixth is five manners, yeah. Whenever we may reside as a guest monastery, a lay person home, or at a retreat, we should always maintain our practice of five manners. When we interact with person on the opposite sex, just as we would at our home monastery. So we have time to talk to them, but keep our five manners with the opposite sex people. We exchange naturally. However, we do it in the environment of practice. You have to keep our manners very fine and training very correct. And in order to be successful, we have to follow the number seven practice is second body system. We have to go together with another person. Even you are a lay person, you have to behave like monastic. And with another practitioner of opposite sex, and you go away to walk near in a very nice path, and then you risk to violate the precept. So the second body is very helpful to help you not to lose your five manners. And they are not a kind of spy to go to follow you and to spy you, but they kind of bell of mindfulness for you. You remind her, she remind you, and so two person can go together with one man, or so etc. But two person can help And you also have to take care of your second body. In the huge retreat, I think that we need to choose the second body. So you are the second body of the other person, but you take care of your second body. It means you are B, you are second body of A, but you take care of your second body is C. So A take care of you, you take care of C, and you are B. And if everyone have a second body like that, and then you will be in a very safe environment. So don't forget to set up the second body in your monastery, because sometimes number 8, caring for second body. We are responsible of the quality of the practice of your second body. And you have to remind her or him when we see that they strip away from the five manners. And if you have no time, you have to request the Sangha to send another person if that person is so difficult. And then you request another person together with you to take care of that person. The number 9, walking meditation style. So in summer retreat or in Plum Village, you try to walk mindfully. Every step you make is mindful step. And during the tour trip of Thai, it's the same. You walk to the train station, you walk to the plane, airport, you walk to the airplane, you walk mindfully, relaxingly. And here you walk to the train station to pick up practitioner to come, you walk mindfully. Walking, not talking. When you walk, you should not talk. Not only the monastic, but also lay people, please don't walk. Don't talk when you walk. And during walking, if you have something to share, you stop. And you stop, and then you talk. And after finishing talking, you continue your walk. So every step must bring you to the Pure Land. Every step must bring you to the Dhammakaya. And so each of us is the reminder and the practitioner. And don't feel hurt when somebody reminds you, because you must join your palm to thank him or her for reminding you. For instance, when you are walking, but you walk and you talk, and then he stops and he smiles to you, and you know that that is a reminding, and so you thank him, and then you stop talking. So every step should bring you to the Pure Land, to the wonders of life around you, the beautiful blade of grass, the beautiful little flower, even the dry branches of trees also, if you look deep, there is also beauty in that. Number 11, precious moment. We are aware that to be able to travel with the Sangha during the tour, or to be able to stay the whole summer of the Sangha, is to have an opportunity to bring happiness and transformation to thousands of people. It's a great fortune for us. Therefore, we should make the best use of our time and to enjoy every moment, every aspect of the situation. Each of our steps should arrive in the Pure Land and touch the Avatamsaka realms. Each moment is an opportunity for us to practice, to learn, to grow, and to serve. We make effort to attend own activities because it is a chance for us to listen and to understand people's particular suffering and how our brother and the sister can help. We must be present to every activities in order to help people. And if you don't help, you see that your big sister or your big brother help, observe and learn. Sangha confidence. We shall practice steadiness in our daily monastic life throughout the four seasons and not to let our practice energy and spirit rise and fall like ocean waves. We gain the trust and the confidence of the elder brother and sister and the whole Sangha. So you stay home in summer retreat or you tour with Thai, you learn from elder brother and sister. You have to demonstrate that the Sangha can trust us. You have to demonstrate that the Sangha can rely on us and can trust that we do our job properly. The 13, we are not performer. It means that you have to practice what we said. We cannot speak beautifully, but you don't practice. You teach people to practice walking meditation, and you don't. And then you teach people eating meditation, but you don't. So when you offer incense, or when we sing before the walking meditation, we have to practice what we sing. We have to practice what we said. And we practice with the substance of what we share, but not for the sake of to perform only. So when you offer a chant, when you do sitting, you have to do with your heart. And so if you practice wholeheartedly when you do sitting meditation, wholeheartedly when you walk, wholeheartedly when you chant. When you say that Namo Avalokiteshvaraya, you have to visualize properly that energy of understanding and loving is embracing the knot of suffering in your heart and the knot of suffering in many people in the audience. And so if you do sincerely embracing the knot of suffering in you and embracing the knot of suffering in many people in the audience, and you feel the great energy of love and compassion soothing, embracing, transforming, you can really, you call chanting with the heart. But if you say that Namo Bodhaya Quang Thế Âm, it looks like you said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you do it just for the sake of the word, but you don't visualize, you don't feel the energy of Avalokiteshvara is embracing everyone. The energy of love, of compassion is embracing you and people around. And that is the real chanting. If no, if you say that Avalokiteshvara, it means exactly like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you do without the contents, it looks like you say that Namo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. But it doesn't help anything. So when I make a kind of mudra of concentration when you chant, it also help concentration in me and in you all or in the audience. When I use my way is to put when people chant the first line, Namo Bodhaya Quang Thế Âm, when the Sangha read the first line, my hand keep like that, and my mind go back to a number of suffering of me in the past. This could be the suffering of my parents too, and me, myself in the past. And in the very moment, I want that energy transform, touch, deep embrace, transform. So the past is look like the past, but still there. And you see the suffering in you. That suffering come from the past. And could be the past of your parents too. And then you see that if the world is still have a lot of suffering, you still suffer. Because we are the world. And the world suffer, you suffer. And so the second line of Avalokiteshvara, I turn my hand in the other direction. And I visualize the suffering of people in the audience, in front of me. And those of you in the audience who are suffering, I visualize that Avalokiteshvara are embracing their suffering. So the first line is to look deep my suffering and transform them. The second line, I turn to the audience and I wish that everyone will be embraced by everyone's suffering will be embraced by Avalokiteshvara. And when they are transformed, I open my fingers like gone, gone, like yate, yate, gone. I do not do it for the sake of the form. So the first one is to in touch with my suffering. The second one is to be in touch with the suffering of people in the audience. And then during the whole chanting, I keep my concentration steady. And then when you can do like that, and then with the collective energy of the whole big Sangha, it will touch deeply your suffering and transform your suffering. And transform the suffering of the audience. And then please do it really chanting. Don't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It means if you say Avalokiteshvara, but you don't have that contents, it's similar to when you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's the same for sitting meditation. Don't sit in meditation for the sake of the form. You sit with your heart. It means you sit for yourself. You sit for your mother, your father, for your neighbor, for those who suffer around you. You sit for everyone in the world. don't seek for the sake of the form. So your presence is very important. Your presence with your suffering, the presence of the suffering of people, your presence of the suffering of the world is so important. And then you create, you produce that energy of great compassion, great loving kindness. And with serenity, with clarity of your mind, you know what you can do a bit, a little bit, two little bit, three little bit. So you produce that energy of understanding and love. And then when the energy of understanding and love and peace more is grow, more it show you what to do and what should not do. When you invite the sound of the bell, everybody stop, go back to your in-breath and out-breath. And you can realize that that energy of peace start already in the audience. And so it makes your body feel more peaceful and can heal. And you are a monastic, you have that ability to produce that energy. If you keep your concentration alive during sitting, during walking, during working, the way other people produce their energy, I don't know, but it's what I have done, and I propose that you do it. First, you practice for yourself, and then you practice for people around you, and then your parents, etc. So when you practice chanting of the heart, try, don't sing chanting for the sake of the form. So when you chant the action of Samantabhadra, see, hear every action and try to look deep what you have done, what you have not done, you can do it. And then after eating, here I used to we do chant together, and we said that, dear Sangha, please send the energy to Mr. X or Mrs. so on. So when you hear the story of the Mr. X who just passed away, or Mrs. A, who have big suffering of about to have a surgery, right away you visualize her on the surgery board, bed, and you see how the energy of Avalokiteshvara can heal her and support her. So try to keep the practice alive in every activity. And usually in the monastery you have 50 persons who remind you, but in summer you have 1,000 people to remind you. And so that's because people come from very far. They save money for many months and sometimes many years to be able to come. And they really sincerely practice. And if you don't do practice with your heart, it's a pity for them and for you too. So wherever we go, we are like mobile monastery. Sometimes you need to repeat what people know already. Like you sit on the airplane, and before the airplane take off, the stewardess or steward have to repeat the same rule for passenger They put their seat belt and which way, etc. And if there is not enough oxygen, the mask will fall down from where. We knew already. But however, you have to explain. I don't know if the stewardess feel bored to repeat, but for me, I don't feel bored at all because I speak with my heart. I repeat the same breathing, living the present moment, but I don't feel, never feel bored because every time I speak with my heart, and at that very moment, my heart is a little bit fresher or less different. So every time I repeat the same thing, but something new. Something new because I'm new. Because I don't feel bored. And so if Thai is not bored, why you are bored? Especially what I said is what happened in the very moment. And what I said is just to remind you to live deeper. The Zen Master Bamboo Forest, Zen Master said, he said something like, he also gave a Dharma talk, and the practitioner, oh, why you speak the same thing? It's nothing new. You also, you use all the mucus of the old patriarch. You do not have any new insight. You only use the mucus of the patriarchs. They despise the bamboo forest master like that. Why don't you teach something new? You only teach the old mucus. It means the old wood of the patriarchs. And that Zen master answered, every time you touch, it's become very new. Every time you touch, it's become new. In the past, it was old, but when you touch with your heart, it's become new. Every time you handle these very things, will become new. You have that sound of the bell, but every time you touch, it's become new. I know that you all have here how to listen to the bell. And every time I touch the teaching of the bell, because I heard by my, I share with my heart. And there is many of my students who hear for 1,000 times, she or he doesn't feel bored because they listen with their heart. They don't listen. The thought, the words, is not the main point. The main point is my heart. The main point is my heart. It's not the word I use. Why you know by heart the Prajnaparamita on the Vietnamese, the Buddhist, or non-Buddhist, non-Vietnamese who are Buddhist, they know by heart the Prajnaparamita, the heart of understanding. But every day we chant, every day we chant, but every day is new. And this is a kind of arrow. And if you aim correctly, it touches something very profound and people can get enlightened. And if you chant the Prajnaparamita 1,000 times formally, you will not get enlightened. But if you chant with your heart every day, you do not receive anything, but one day you receive, you get enlightened thanks to that. When people chant the harsh of Prajnaparamita, I also make a mudra form is emptiness, emptiness is form. form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form. When they chant like that, it's very short like that. But there is some sentence, it's very profound. It's the heart of enlightenment. And if you chant 1,000 times, it doesn't help. And then I concentrate in order to be, I am determined to be in touch with the heart of the teaching, something very deep, very, very profound in that teaching. So every time it's new for me. No. That is why in the emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no mental formation. Only this. They repeat, repeat. But if you repeat for the form, you see that. But if you really live with your heart, every word, one day you will get something very deep. You can be enlightened. So the main point is not the sentence, the sutra. But the main point is you do it with your heart, deeply concentrate, relaxing, but deeply concentrate. So you are a Dhamma teacher. You have to repeat the same instruction. So instruction for walking meditation, for eating meditation, don't do it for the sake of the form, but do it with your heart. Even you know that the majority of them hear already the basic instruction, how to spend 1 week in Plum Village, how to spend 1 week in the retreat, such a retreat. And you say that, oh, that teaching, or the basic instruction, I know already, he repeat the same. And you skip. Because the way you share is different. Every time the way is different. If you share with your heart, the person who share is so important. If she, he really share with his heart and try to be at that orientation, even you know already, you know that really, and don't use your criterion of measure. You said, oh, she speaks less good than me. If I'm going to give, I do better. No, you listen with your heart, and then you see that there's something new. And so, one, and there is, and in the Bible, it said that there is. When after being killed on the cross, Jesus Christ had been killed, and then after 3 days he wake up, and then he walked a long way with some of his disciples, but they didn't recognize him until they enter into the restaurant, and he break the bread. They are shocked because it's the way that passenger break the bread is so different. And it's so similar to Christ, to the Christ, to Jesus. And so, it's the same. Like the Gatha, the Buddha is breathing, the Buddha is sitting, and there is a sentence, the Buddha is breathing, I am the breathing. The Buddha is breathing, I am the breathing. The Buddha sit, the Buddha breathe, but the Buddha sit differently, breathe differently. The Buddha is not that silhouette, that body, that mind. The Buddha is that way of sitting, that way of looking, that way of being. Buddha is breathing, Buddha is sitting. I am breathing, I am sitting. There is only breathing, there is only smiling Om. And if that disciple of Jesus Christ do not see that man break the bread, he cannot recognize it was Jesus Christ. So it is the same. They walk the whole day, they cannot see the Jesus Christ is beside walking with them until he break the bread. And he is the same. You also speak, act like that. You can imitate the word of Thai, of the Buddha, but you can speak exactly like him. You do not lose one word of what he said. The person who speaks is very important. The person who speaks is very important. And so when I teach something, you already hear, you say that, oh, today is an old thing I have heard already. Please remember that he's sharing with his heart. Because I'm not a machine. I will not share to you the same thing. I share my heart. The way I transmit to you is from my heart, from my deep practice. And so you can learn from your brother and sister like that. Don't say, oh, I know that. Oh, it's not necessary. I will come to the next Dhamma talk. And sometimes the brother have very interesting way to share. And if you are focusing deeply on what he shared, you will learn a lot. When you have the chance to see me drinking tea, welcoming people, it's not the tea is important, but the way to welcome people, the way to drink tea. And you are a practitioner. It's not sitting meditation is important, or walking meditation is important, but the way you sit is important. The way you walk is important. If you do it like a machine, it's a waste. You only do it for the sake of the form. It's really a lost. So we are not performer. The mobile monastery and the 15 is mười bốn là mobile monastery. Mười lăm mới là 15 is balanced tour. Everybody must have the very solid practice for the tour will be useful. Or during summer, if you are a monk, a nun, or you are a lay practitioner who help for the retreat, everyone have her own duty. Don't think that this duty is more important than less important. Giving a Dhamma talk is as important as sharing the work in the kitchen. Or going to the train station to pick up people is as important as giving a Dhamma talk, because you go to the station with your heart. The way you look at the practitioner when they arrive, the way you open your heart and welcome them, caring for them, practice mindfully, is a more eloquent Dhamma talk. Organizing or cooking or leading Dhamma discussion, any practice. Every activity is equally important. is 15. So they repeat the same thing that he just read in English. The need of the stability of the brother and sister who joined the tour. When we have a solid sangha, and when somebody can, while they go teach, they have to bring 30 monastic. Why? Because they didn't see that the success of the retreat is thanks to the number of monastic who go and who practice well. And so if we join the retreat with Thay, we must know that we are the ambassador of the practice. So try to practice well during the tour, and the collective energy of the whole Sangha is very important. We need to have time to rest. Don't organize so that the tour will be too tight. Every event followed by another event, followed by another event, too much. And the schedule is too tight, and people have no time to rest. So people will not feel burnt out. During the tour, we always have a relaxing day about there is also journalists who want to interview you. And then always it's new, you cannot escape. But sometimes we need to be very determined to refuse. We have to prevent the Sangha, the health of the Sangha. In the past, sometimes they have to intervene 2 times or 3 times. And so we have the decision that every day Thay only appear 1 time. And if those who organize for Thay to appear 2 times, he have to make repentance in the Sangha. Where Sanghati bow to the Sangha to say that I'm violent in order not to protect Thay. We have to organize so that Thay have more chance to rest, and also the Sangha to have more chance to rest. So that at the 4th retreat, people still can have a lot of energy.
Partners and sisters, so as to avoid burnout.
is different. It's very difficult to do like that. Because we already scheduled for a period of rest. But the last moment is so important things that you cannot say no. During 2 months or 3 months is a lot of work. I try to preserve myself. I do not spend non-necessary things, non-necessary traveling in order to save my energy. I preserve the body and the mind for the Sangha. So every day I try to preserve my spirit, my body, my mind properly. Everybody have to make use of our time. When you have some free time, lie down and relax. And in order to preserve for the trip, but don't stay up very late, wake up in time, and then so you waste a lot of energy. And so the 17 is, we try to keep our togetherness. We have to wear the same way. Tight, neat. Don't bring too much of luggage. Don't bring too many things. And don't have color sock. Don't use color sock. And then sometimes you wear the brown dress and the gray pan is not good. And sock also don't wear the colorful sock. Why everybody is in brown. Except when you wear the phosphoric jacket in order to avoid to be hit by the car. On the touring, you have to wear properly. The way we walk, we sit, we speak, they are observing us. Everyone try to observe us. Mindful electronic. Don't be controlled by on the machine like iPod, iTouch and all these things. Touch is from the Sangha, but people don't know that it's the Sangha for you to do some specific work. They say that, oh, monastic, they have more fancy eye touch than mine. or something like that. So don't let, you can mislead people by using that. If the Sangha asks you to do something, you try to be in very discreet as possible. And the Sangha member of monastic is very simple life. You are simple. Already in Hong Kong, some people was misled by thinking that we are very wealthy, because some brother have the Sangha order to take care of that, and they have received some very good gadget. And then some lay practitioner think that we are so rich, so wealthy. So in last time in Hong Kong, some people misperceive us because of that. Okay, bye-bye. So enjoy the trip of summer.